Welcome to the VIP Show Podcast. This is José Testimonio, bringing you the biggest names in the game of business, entrepreneurship, and life to help you level up, get inspired, and become the most successful you. You already know the VIP Show. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the VIP Show with your host, José Testimonio. Folks, I told you 2023 was going to come packing. I told you every single guest is going to be best. It's going to be better than the last one. We're going to talk about motivation, energy, manifestation, how to make money in 2023 and beyond. And there's no better person, no better entrepreneur than my great friend, Chris Groves. He's the CEO of Groves Capital. He's the founder of the 110% movement and so much, much more. Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Jose. Thank you for having me. I'm psyched to be here.
Thank you, man. For those of you guys that maybe might don't know about Chris, Chris has been on the folks that listen to the VIP show. They all know about the VIP mastermind that we do in Miami every year. So Chris has been one of our top speakers every single year. So thank you, Chris, for always supporting the movement, man. We look forward to having you at the next one.
Of course, we're all about positivity.
That's right. So Let me. This is a question I love to ask all my guests. Before we talk about business, before we talk about the 110% movement, who was Chris Groves, the little kid? Who was Chris Groves like way back in the day?
So I come from a very small town in Wisconsin, a town called Valvers, Wisconsin. The town was 942 people, right? We had a Piggly Wiggly and a gas station. My family, mid class, blue collar workers. I grew up working on farms at the age of 12 years old. Pretty much been working nonstop since I was 12. My parents didn't really have money for me to do extracurriculars, buy clothes, buy things like that. So if I wanted money, I'd work for it. You know, so I come from a very humble place. I've never really taken a lean on anything in life. It's just been hard work, put my head down while everyone was partying and running amok when they're younger. I was the guy working my butt off on the weekends, evenings, nights, and to get to where I'm at today. So for me, it was better to sacrifice younger so I could do it now that I'm older, getting older. And that's just who I am as a person. Just work hard and you can really accomplish anything you want.
That's right. That's right. So some of the young entrepreneurs that are listening to the show, you know, stop the partying, stop the drinking, get to work so you can party later in life, right? And really do it right. So Groves Capital, you guys do mortgage lending and then things like that. You've been in the business for a long time. You operate in, definitely over 15 states, right? You guys could keep growing.
Yeah, we're in 21 states right now. We're adding another 3 states currently. And then once those go live, we'll start on our next push of growth. For us, it's always growth. Always focus on the next chapter, next movement. You know, stalling out is the worst thing you do in business. So it's always pushing forward.
That's exactly right. How did you get into that industry?
My wife, Elena, we run the business together, husband and wife team. We've been running it operational for over 7 years. We haven't killed each other, and so I'll call it a success. But her dad was a mortgage broker and real estate broker back in the day. He did very well, you know, made multi-millions by himself as a private office. Parents divorced very young, so she went from a multi-million-dollar family to we're living in a one-bedroom studio with her mom cutting hair. So she's seen both sides of it, but that was her goal, to always get back in the mortgage real estate space. When she met me, I was having personal training. I used to run one of the biggest personal training private companies in San Diego, 12 to 16 hours a day with high-level clientele. She got me into real estate, talked me into getting into the math. So I started off as an appraiser, agent, broker, real estate broker. Then she was working on the lending side. We just kind of started working together on a daily basis because no one could really move our piece. We said, hey, let's do this. Like, no one else was really running a company that had everything under one roof. And we hated sending away referrals to other people because they wouldn't facilitate in the way we would. So that was our philosophy. Hey, how to put everything in one roof, help our clients, give them a 5-star, give them 110% effort every day to make sure they're coming back to us, they're happy, and that's what business is about.
Wow, man, that's amazing. And I got to say, you know, talking about Elena and running a business as a couple, you know, that's got to be hard. I mean, how do you even do that? Is there a trick or how do you guys, like you said, don't kill each other in the process?
There's definitely a trick. I mean, at first, like any relationship, you got to figure out your strengths and weaknesses. And I think a lot of people, when they go into business, whether it's your wife or another, you know, front end or whatever else, is a lot of people need to understand what your strengths, what your weaknesses are. If you're doing the same thing, you're going to collide a lot. No, for me and Elena, like, she's operation, she's the details, she's the back end. I'm the sales. I build the teams. I recruit. I build the relationships. I build the culture. I like people. That's what I'm good at. She likes operations. That's what she's good at. Mm-hmm. So we butted heads for a while trying to do the same things. We said, no, this is your division. This is my division. We partner up when we need to, but that's what keeps us, you know, happy at home and happy or successful in our business.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's so important. I mean, sort of, you know, in a way, you know, she plays her strength, you play to your strength, and then it becomes a very successful company. Now, aside from Growth Capital, you build the 110% movement. You've been speaking across the country. You've worked with big music festivals, the NFL. Obviously, you've been at the BIP Mastermind and so much more. Talk to me about this movement. What motivated you to even start this? And then talk to me a little bit more about the speaking engagements.
Yeah, so the 110% movement is kind of like what you asked me earlier about where I come from. I come from nothing. You know, for me, work ethic, mission, mindset, those are the things that make you successful in life. And a lot of people don't understand that. They see the rich, the famous, we look at Instagram, and we just think this stuff is handed to these people. A lot of these people, you know, it's not handed to them. Some people are that lucky, but most people are not. So my mindset is, if I can help people unlock what's in them, inside of them, to unleash the power within to be successful, right? And everyone has the skills, but most people don't know where to focus those skills. And a lot of it just comes to be, where is your mindset every day when you wake up? What do you want to accomplish? Where are you putting your energy? Who are the people you're hanging out with? How can you be more successful in every area of your life? Not just business, but fitness, health, relationship, you know, better parent, better father, better friend. You know, it's not just one lane, right? So success for me isn't just I make a lot of money. No, success is being healthy, being a good friend, being a mentor, you know, seeing all. That's what success looks like. So going 110% is about going above and beyond where most people stop, right? Everyone says 100%, I'm at 100%. Okay, everyone's at 100%. What does that really mean? For me, being successful is going above what everyone else's expectations are every day. It doesn't stop at 5 p.m. It stops when the job's done. And that's the way I build my business, the way I focus, you know, my relationships, my body. It's just, you need to just do what's necessary to accomplish it. And if you're not doing the things that are necessary, you can't feel bad about it, and don't blame the rest of the world for it. So it's always on you. You need to own your success, own your failures, learn from them, pivot, change, and move forward.
Folks, if you listen to the VIP show with Chris Groves, we're talking about the 110% movement. And I'm telling you, you guys are going to have to put this podcast on repeat, because what Chris is saying is, it's golden, man. It's golden nuggets right here. I mean, it's the importance of over-delivering, right? Going above and beyond, right? I mean, I think it's funny, Chris, and I don't know if you'll agree with me with this, but people always say, oh, I want to quit, you know, my 9-to-5 because I want freedom, right? I said, I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You might start the beginning special. This could be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 10 p.m. or whatever. Will you agree with me that at the beginning, got to work way above?
Of course. I mean, the thing with everyone dreams of owning their business. Like, I'm going to be my own boss. Even my wife, you know, during the week, she's like, oh, I'm my own boss. I'm going to do my needles. I'm like, yeah, you mean we are, but we're not. Like, it's same token. To be really successful, it's not stopping in the middle of the day. I'm not taking breaks during the week and even on the weekend for the most part. Especially when you're trying to start a business, you're going to sacrifice your time. You're going to be tired. You have to just keep pushing, even when you don't want to wake up, pick up that phone. You need to do it. That's what makes you successful. People that quit and stop that's why they bailed a business quickly, because they're not seeing such a quick result. I didn't build this empire in one day. It's taken me 15 years of hard work, networking, growing, building, taking care of my customers, you know, getting that word of mouth, getting those reviews. Now it comes more organically, but I still work on it every day, and I still network like a crazy person. That's what really successful business people need to be doing, is their work on their sphere more than anything else. You don't know anyone, no one knows you. You're not going to sell a product. You're not going to sell a business. People need to know who you are.
That's exactly right. 15 years, folks. I mean, this is, you know, over a decade, right? So people say, when you talk about success, overnight success, yeah, this is what it is right here. 15 years, not 24 hours. So we got to get to work. You've been speaking around the country, sharing the message of 110% movement. Talk to me about maybe some of these events and what you got going on in 2023.
Yeah, so I've been very lucky enough to speak for some high-level events, like huge music venues, same stages as Gwen Stefani with the NFL, A lot of entrepreneur networking events like PIP and other entrepreneur events across the nation. Now in 2023, I'm trying to more focus where I want to go with this movement, right? The movement's there, everything's framework built, but now how to get in front of more people. So right now we are working on a TV show. Me and my family are looking to do a TV show about the 110 or the motivational aspect of life. But like most TV shows, I don't want it to be, you know, a drama, you know, that toxic energy. We want to focus on helping people in real life situations. So think of it kind of like Seinfeld. When you watch Seinfeld, he's on stage talking, whatever he's talking about is kind of the trend of the show. Same thing with a motivational event. So if I'm talking about a certain aspect of business, I'm going to do a real life mentor situation where I'm helping someone prosper that issue, fix the problem and have a resolution, solve it and move on. So I want to teach people that there's barriers. There's always going to be something that's going to be stopping you from getting your success, how to get around them, how to get above them, how to move forward and stop dwelling in the past. So I think everyone needs to have a roadmap and everyone's like, oh, just do this and you're going to be successful. But what does that mean? What does it really take to be successful? And that's what I want to teach people, but also show them like, you know, I have two kids. I have a wife. I have multiple businesses. I work out. I focus on my food every day. I focus on new things every day. It's a lot, but it is possible if you want it, you know, and you just have to really do what's necessary every day. Do it at 110%, go above and beyond. But if you want it, it's there. If you don't, stop complaining you're not there.
That's exactly right. Do you have, let me a quick follow-up before I get to my next question. Do you have like a morning routine or a special routine to be able to do all these things, be a good dad, a good husband, a good businessman, you know, work out and things like that? Or do you just kind of just go day by day?
My day is scheduled out by 30-minute increments, everything. So I wake up, gym's first thing in the morning, fasted, cardio, weight training, get showered, take my kids to school every day. You know, my parents are never able to do that. I wanted to be that parent to take my kids to school with them, you know, blessed that we could do so with my wife every day. You know, get back to the office, crush it with her. We're pretty much nonstop throughout. We pick up our children again around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, get them set up. We're back in the office. Most of my day is recruiting, growing, building, obviously selling as well. And then evenings, I cook dinner for my family every night, put them to sleep. I'll be back on my computer working on my side projects and back and on to the next day. So for me, it's always forward thinking. You have to segment your day. You just wake up and go, hey, oh, I'm going to be successful today. And you have no action plan. Yeah. Are you going to get to that place you want to go to? No. So you need to map out what you're doing every day. And if you're not a good planner, use a planner. I use my planner every day. It sits on my desk, write in it. I use my phone, use my emails. So scheduling becomes crucial, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. You know, there's always a lot of talk in the media, you know, about the recession. Is the recession here? Is the recession coming? You know, each channel, each outlet, and each political party will tell you different things through their different lenses. But I think what we can all agree is that, you know, obviously we're going through challenging times, right? Cost of food, cost of, you know, gas, things like that, you name it. For somebody who might be starting or who might be going through a tough time financially with their business, how can they get through this and come out on top on the other side?
Well, so here's the big thing. I agree with everything you said. When you watch the news, and I know my guys on the news all the time, watch when you're on it, of course, but when you're not on, I'm not watching. So for me,
thank you.
I block out the noise, right? Because if you're listening to that and you're watching that, what's going to get in your head? You're going to, oh, it's negative. You're going to get that energy in your head. You're going to feel like you're going to fail because you just keep hearing it. And that's what manifestation is. If you're putting something around you at a constant, it becomes your reality. So don't block the noise out. It doesn't matter what's going on in the economic world for me. I'm going to survive because I'm going to pivot. Even right now, I'm probably just as, like I told my wife the other day, I love being busy, right? I'm always nonstop. But I feel like 6 months into COVID of 2020 right now, that's how busy I am.
And yeah,
so much opportunity. Like our company's blowing up. Most people are shutting the doors right now. We're growing. We're prospering. But why? Because I changed what I'm selling. I changed my product line. I changed my approach. I changed my software. I changed my flow. I didn't just sit there and go, hey, I know if I weather this storm, my company, you know, is going to survive. That's why these companies are shutting the doors. I built a new commercial division. I built a new solar division. I revamped my software. I added more value to my company. I kept my fees down so my loan officers have more ability to make money and stay on this platform. So as a business person, when you hear about recessions and things like that, block it out, focus on how to prosper in that marketplace. And you have to pivot, you have to change. And if you don't, you're gonna be like Blockbuster. You're out.
That's right. That's a good one, man. I feel bad for Blockbuster. You know, they still have a huge brand recognition. I don't know if anybody ended up buying them out, but at least the name, but it's a great name. But yeah, but they're out. They went eat Kodak, right? You think you remember the little portable cameras, right? You went to, you know, to the pharmacy and got the photos. Yeah, I mean, they were out too because they didn't want to get with the digital era. When you talk about pivoting and maybe creating new products, would you say that the way that you sell or the way that you market during a recession is different than during a thriving economy? And if so, what do you change?
Of course it's different. That's the thing. What we're selling 3 years ago is obviously in my industry was refinances left and right. It was easier to, you know, you're selling people at 3% rates and it's easy to sell money cheap, right? It's not hard to be a good salesperson. So where can I help people right now? Well, I think investors right now are still playing. They want to make money. It doesn't matter what the rates are. They matter what the bottom line is. So a lot of investors are buying properties right now. And this is really the best time to buy right now. The next 3 to 4 months, if you're sitting on the sidelines, this is your best time to get a deal. I guarantee the summer going back up, bidding wars are going to happen again. Mark my words on the next one. Also, I got into the solar division. I built this for my company. Help people save money because now we're able to put people in a position to save half of their electric bill, right? Mm-hmm. It's on their overhead. And I have a program right now that's called a PPA. It costs them nothing. Solar house, no loans, no liens, no leases. They put the panels on, they maintain it, cut their bill in half, costs you nothing. Here's the downfall. So you can't sell free and savings. I should be a salesperson. So you always want to go with value. So right now in a recession when people are trying to save money, here's what the best pitch. I'm helping them save money. Help them do that. And I'm also a bit benefit from that as well. So you know, all fronts.
That's right. I love it, man. I mean, that's so very true. If people want to work with you, Chris, they want to learn, you know, what you're doing for the rest of the year, where can people find you?
You see me at CEO Groves Capital on IG or grovescapital.com, but my IG is pretty vocal. If you want to hit me up, I'm always around. I always answer the questions back. Good entrepreneur question. You know, I'm always around to help people grow if they're positive, right? And they want to hear me out. So that's what I'm all about. A lot of positivity, focus on helping, enhancing others. And get out of your mind. Stop thinking, you know, recession. Stop thinking, hey, it's too hard right now. If you get in that mindset, you are going to live that reality. Mm-hmm. So you need to change what's up here. There's plenty of opportunity. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of things for you to prosper on. Focus on that. Focus on that energy. And you will be successful.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Chris Groves, Jose Testimonio, the VIP show. Chris, thank you so much, man, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.